Okay, don't freak out.
Why would I freak out?
It's bad.
It's really, really bad.
I'm freaking out!
What is it?
It is
Monday.
No!
I have to go back to work.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad.
Chin up. It's your time to shine.
Let's do this.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wait a minute. Back to work? I spent the whole weekend working. What do you mean back to work? Seems like we all have to keep doing something. There's just no time to stop and breathe. Well, that's what you need to do. Take off the mask, stop, and just breathe in some fresh air. Breathe in some oxygen. And keep that brain going. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this gorgeous, gorgeous spring Monday morning here in Nevada. It is absolutely the best. And let me tell you, especially here in Carson City. Yes, I'm broadcasting from Carson City today because, well, I have a special engagement at 12 o'clock, which I asked if I could be there at 12:15, but I'll be speaking at the Carson City Republican Men's Club. So I really appreciate them asking me to be there and just helping spread the word that it's okay to speak your mind. It's okay to have an opinion other than the mainstream. It's okay to stick with your opinion. It's okay to bring not alternative truth, but alternative facts. You know, science all the time is saying, well, this is fact, when in reality, it's not. It's how they're spinning it. So, you know my feelings on certain things, and I'm going to bring you even more. But today is, it's a treacherous day at the legislature, at the state legislature, which you are 100% locked out of when it comes to going in the building. Heck, even the legislators themselves, you know, if they want to get together and meet, they have to go outside of the legislature, at least last time I checked. You know, only the Democrats get to use the inside of the building. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you about going along to get along? It even chokes me up because Republicans go along to get along, which they shouldn't, but Democrats don't. When Democrats have control, you know, and it's so funny. It's like it's complete abuse, emotional and mental abuse. You know, when the Democrats aren't in control, then they scream bipartisanship. Bipartisan, they're not working with us, and blah, 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 blah. Yet, when the shoe was on the other foot, they could not care less what Republicans think, what Nevadans think, what Americans think. That is just the way it is. And we need to get over that. We need to start getting on our platform, making sure we are in lockstep with what should be happening for this state, this country, and getting it pushed through. And that is the Constitution. That is our Bill of Rights. Because today we have a massive, massive hearing at 3:30. And if you thought it was bad that Clark County wanted to be a sanctuary city, if you thought it was bad that Washoe County wants to be a sanctuary city, how about the entire state? Yes. SB 300 makes Nevada a sanctuary state for illegals. I need you on your emails, on the phones, whatever you can do. Get a hold of your legislators today and make sure they know how you feel about this in nice terms. No name calling, no threatening, no screaming, because when you do that, you're immediately tuned out or cut off. So please, if you want to participate in the hearing, if you would like to testify. And there are so many reasons to testify. And I hate to ask this of people who have been traumatized, who have been victims. But if you have been a victim of violence, if you have been a victim of robbery, of anything, and it goes back to somebody in this country illegally, please, your testimony is so important. Because a lot of people live by the standards that, oh, that doesn't happen here. That's down at, you know, that's down in Los Angeles and Las Vegas and all of those places close to the border. BS with a capital ball and a capital, you know what? We just had 4 murders here last year, and now that case is going before the Supreme Court for another appeal. This is not right. Victims deserve justice. But the only people that we see fighting for others is criminals, attorneys, criminals, murderers, finding their attorneys fighting for justice for them. Where is the justice for the victims? What happened to people being held accountable? This is just the next step for illegals. We already have the Office of New Americans, which they consider illegals new Americans because that's the Democrat way. We already have driver's licenses for illegals, signed into law by a Republican governor, Sandoval. We have work cards, contractors' cards for illegals. So people don't get burned, I guess. When you open a door, just a crack, it doesn't take anything else to just swing it wide open. And Nevada is wide open for illegals. Now, don't call up and start giving me the BS that they just want a better life for themselves. If they did, then they would do it legally. Where's the media? Because I remember when a little girl with her family tried to cross the Rio Grande and drowned, everybody was all over those pictures of her and her father at the bank side, face down in the water. They said that was Trump's death. That should be on Trump's head. Did you know that a little 9-year-old girl was crossing the Rio Grande with her father and her family this weekend, and she drowned as Border and Customs and Border Patrol were trying to get to her to save her life? She drowned. Where the hell is the media? Where are they? Why is her picture not plastered everywhere? Why do you have Senator Ted Cruz in Texas at the border trying to take pictures or video of the facilities? This is a U.S. senator with someone being there from the Biden administration, getting in front of every single video he's trying to do or every single picture, saying, please respect their privacy. Please respect them. They're victims. They're people just like, please respect them. Please respect them. You know what? How about you respect American citizens that are being killed, that are being raped, that are being overdosed on poison? Yes, the drugs that flow across the Mexican border right now? Because they weren't flowing to the degree that they are now when Trump was in office. But no, the first thing that the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, had to do when he got into that Oval Office was to start signing executive orders and reversing or nullifying every single thing that Trump did, whether it was good or bad, whether it was for this country or not, whether it was for the people or not, whether it was for your safety or not. Just got rid of it. And now look at the position that we are once again in. Look at the position. The media, silent. They say that we have a pandemic. I say we don't. If you think this, if you think a heavy flu season is a pandemic, wow. Do you have a lesson to learn? Because those kids down there, those adults who are sleeping on top of each other, because, well, thankfully, Ted Cruz was able to get some video. Numbers are coming back at 40 to 50% COVID positive. You know what? I don't care about that because COVID is a scam. But if you want to play that game, there you go. That should be even a bigger eye-opening for you, that COVID is a scam, that this whole plandemic has been forced to create a situation where globalists can take control. Because if it were truly a pandemic, why would mothers taking their children to the park be arrested and illegals with COVID are bussed into the country? Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you understand what's going on? It's a big picture, and Nevada is a part of it because of the Democrats being in control. The Nevada legislature still has Democrat control, and they are pushing the Democrat platform of opening up this country to illegals, making sure they have jobs above you and me, making sure they have health care above you and me, making sure they have stimulus payments above you and me. When other Americans aren't getting stimulus, illegals are. When is this going to be too much for you? When is it going to be enough? When do you say no more? 3:30, Senate Government Affairs Committee. You can participate two different ways, but you have to sign up in advance. You can give 2 minutes of testimony. Sign up to testify by going to Nellis. Go to Nellis. Go to the Nellis website. You can also submit written testimony on the bill at sen.state.nv.us. And make sure you share your opinion on the opinions page. These places you can get to through my webpage. Now is the time to stand up. Now is the time to get a hold of your legislators. And now is the time for you not to be silent and to testify on this. We need everybody. 3:30 today. You have to sign up in advance. SB 300. Your Nevada legislators at work for illegals, not for you. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer.
Bacon salad shoelace.
That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer.
Bacon salad shoelace.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Actual odds of everyone being in love with you because of your shoelaces that smell like bacon may vary. Oscar Mayer is not responsible for your lousy love life or your creepy bacon fetish.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Manic Monday. Oh, it is definitely a manic Monday. Did you like my tirade? Did you like my going off this morning on illegals? Did you like me going off on SB 300? How you could get your opinion in? Well, the hearing's been canceled for 33. This is why I check my emails during the show and beforehand. Yes. So this is coming from the Nevada Families for Freedom. So the hearing was canceled. And this is always the best. We don't know why, but it could be rescheduled at any time. The deadline to be heard is April 9th. So that gives you the opportunity to keep emailing the committee. So is that possibly... could that possibly be a reason why it was canceled? Because they have been getting so many responses that they didn't actually want to hear from you? Could be. So keep it up. SB 300. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Cindy this morning to talk about the Washoe County schools. And there is a big meeting tomorrow that we need people to attend. And we need people ready to speak up. Cindy, thank you so much for calling into the program this morning. Explain.
Good morning, Monica. I'm out here with Melanie, leader of the Nevada Grassroots Community Organizing Group. We are set up on Cumley Lane, perpendicular to South Virginia Street by Dutch Brothers Coffee Shop. And we have two petitions that we are presenting to our citizens for signature. One is for a cease and desist letter authored by attorney Julie Gilbert in connection with Paul White, who's the leader of the brigade leading to the county school district. And that what that aims to do is bring attention to the district, the Board of Trustees, how they are in violation of the open meeting law and a number of other enumerated complaints. And so we need people to come by and sign that. In addition to that, we have crafted a petition to the Washoe County Commission for a resolution. You know that we've been beating the drum at the Washoe County Commission for the last 3 months, trying to get them to reopen the county, pass a resolution. So they have failed to respond to the complaints and the grievances of the citizenry. And so now we have mounted a campaign. We have authored a petition that enumerates our grievances, and we're demanding that they put a resolution on the board agenda for the April 13th meeting, because April 15th is when Directive 041 requires counties to submit their mitigation and response COVID plans to the governor. So at this point, we're boots on the ground, grassroots, and we need our citizens to rally up and come and sign our petition. We're going to be here on Cumley Lane until 12 o'clock, and then we're going to be at Sparks Marina from 1:30 to 3:30.
Cindy, we have, I get emails from a certain, two people that say, this isn't going to work. You guys are only, eight people out there at max, and the citizens are happy with what Washoe County commissioners are doing. What do you say about that?
Well, I think that's an unfortunate perception. For us, it comes down to a matter, are you going to stand up for yourself or are you going to kneel in compliance to unconstitutional mandates? And there is a small group of citizens, admittedly, who are formed together and we're trying to effect change. And what I would say to those that think that we're tilting into the wind, you know, God bless you. We're doing the best, and if we're successful, you're going to benefit from our efforts. So it seems to me the patriotic, the Christian, the kind, the hopeful thing to do is to do something instead of sitting on the couch playing Xbox or, you know, video poker on your phone. I hate to be so crass, crude, and unkind, but that's a reality. We're in action, and we're not sitting down on this.
Wow, you're an angel compared to what I say.
I know that you, I don't want to get tape delayed with my language, so I'm cleaning it up. I'm a former Marine, so I have a very salty mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let that slide just in case you thought that was crass. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for all you're doing. And if people can't make it out there today, this morning at Crumley, again, what time are you going to be at the Sparks Marina?
From 1:30 to 3:30 this afternoon. And it's going to be in the free speech zone. That's on the walkway where Nichols T-bones into Sparks Marina, Nichols Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And then we're tentatively planning on being at Code Coffee tomorrow.
All right. People, this is worth just a few minutes of your time. I know that the majority of my listeners are working, but this is for all of Washoe County. And if you just keep sitting on your duffs, well, guess what? You will continue to be locked down when the rest of this country is opening up and doing business and thriving. It is a Democratic lockdown, and you know it. It's the Monica Jay Show. Cindy, thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for all you and your team is doing. NVGrassroots.com. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's get the this half hour going with today's poll question, just in case you thought Nevada being a sanctuary state was bad enough. How do you feel about the death penalty? Yeah, today's poll question. Legislators are mulling over a pair of bills to abolish capital punishment in Nevada. Do you want to see the death penalty abolished in this state? So basically, no consequences for any crime you commit. And that includes murder. Yeah. I know a certain gentleman that I'm waiting for the death penalty for, but he's still putting appeals out there. So that's just my opinion. I support the death penalty. I support the death penalty, and yet I'm against abortion. So how is that? Because you are aborting a new life that could be the change this world needs. If you go against our rules, if you go against another person, another human being, and you murder them, then you don't deserve to be here. The death penalty is not handed down lightly. But when it is handed down, it's justified, in my opinion. What about yours? We've got bills before the state of Nevada, before our legislature. What do you think? Should the death penalty be abolished in this state? Friday's poll question, should people in this country illegally have access to Nevada scholarships for college? 98% said no. Well, for those people who said no, how do you feel about us being a sanctuary state? The hearing has been canceled at 3:30 today. So if you planned on participating, if you planned on giving testimony, actually, just in case you wanted to know, the two bills for the death penalty to eliminate it are Senate Bill 228 and Assembly Bill 395. So SB 228 and AB 395. You can type those into Nellis, or that's the great thing about Nellis. You can just go into the top at the legislative website and type in death penalty, and then the bills will just automatically pop up. So if you want to give your opinion on those, you can. Let's go back to a couple of other things. How about your property taxes? Have you worked all of your life to achieve something, to have a dream, to own something? Well, remember, that's the thing about globalism. You will own nothing and you will be happy. So what did you work your butt off for? Because if all of this goes through as planned as it is, because they are moving fast and furious on this, because if you think that an overblown case of the flu is a pandemic, wow, you would not have survived 100 years ago. It's all to push a vaccine that is killing people. We'll get to that in a minute. I've got some very interesting numbers coming out of Europe. Because you can't trust the numbers in this country. Look at who's in charge. SB 10. SB 10. Currently in Nevada law, there's a formula for increasing property taxes for single-family homes and residential property with a 3% annual cap. And for commercial property, that's an 8% annual cap. Now, currently, this means that the increase will be calculated between 0% increase and 3%. Okay? Single-family homes and residential, commercial property, 8%. Well, they want to change that. Yep. It will result in increased property taxes for single-family homes, residential property, rentals, and commercial property. So how much more can you afford to pay? Just curious. Because if you can afford to pay more in property taxes, and you're okay with that, then go ahead and do it. Stop dragging the rest of us into it. Commercial properties? Who pays all that for commercial properties? Do you think the owner does? No. So every time you go in to get a haircut, every time you go in to do some shopping, when you see those prices going up, guess what? It's because the owner of that building, it's because their property taxes went up. It is always forced upon the consumer. How many businesses have closed this year just because they couldn't even afford the rent during COVID because their businesses were shut down? Could you imagine what's going to happen once their property taxes go up? Do you think that it is just going to be the states that this is happening in? No. Because the federal government is looking at raising your taxes as well. That's right. How do you think all of this COVID relief is going to be paid for? You're going to pay for it. Not Afghanistan, not Pakistan, not all those other countries that get our money, because they will still continue to get our money. But when it comes to infrastructure in this country, when it comes to medical care, when it comes to education, every single thing you pay on is going to go up. Mon's joining us right now on the Talk and Text line at 884-9910. Mon, you want to talk about taxes? What's up?
Yeah, true story. So all the deadbeats out there, listen up. I have a friend that moved from California to Nevada, Las Vegas, 25 years ago to escape California. He was fed up with California. Guess what? He just sold his house the other day, and he's fed up with Nevada, and he's moving to Texas. All because of taxes and all because of the stupid deadbeat Democrats here in the state of Nevada that have wrecked this state. When he moved here 25 years ago, he really liked Nevada. He thought he was going to die in Las Vegas. Well, he's 85 years old, and his wife are both moving to Texas, and that's probably their last move, and they'll probably have their grave in Texas, and it won't be in Nevada. So for all you stupid deadbeat Democrats out there, you better wake up.
Mon, do you really think stupid deadbeat Democrats listen to this program?
Some of them do, evidently.
Yeah, I have two, at least. So. But, Mon, you've seen this many a times. You know, and it's the Democrats. It's tax and spend, tax and spend. It has nothing about cutting. No. There's no sunsetting taxes. There's no cutting taxes. That is only when a Republican is in charge, you know, in control.
Well, Texas doesn't have a state income tax. Texas has low property taxes. I don't know what the sales tax is in the state of Texas, but I bet you it's very low. So, anyway.
Okay, Mon, I gotta let you go because I'm running for Congress for Nevada, and you're making Texas sound way too good to me. So,
okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call. 884-9910. It's the Talk and Text line. If you want to get your opinion in on any of the bills I've talked about, and I missed one little thing to tell you there on the property taxes, and that means that residential is now going to be looked at as commercial. So instead of your property taxes going from 0 to 3%, they can go from 0 to 8%. And I can tell you 100%, if my husband and I's property taxes go up to 8%, we will not be able to afford to live here. That's just the plain truth. So you need to take a good, long look at this, even if you're Democrats, because this might just change your ability to live here as well. 8% on some of these properties out there, that's a chunk of change. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show, but first at 884-9910, caller number 4. You're going to pick up your chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop, courtesy of the Monica Jay Show.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, there she goes again. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And big congratulations going out to Kelly from Kings Beach, California. Oh, you California girl, you. But you know what? Technically, I'm a California girl. Born and raised in Redding. Still got my family there. Still trying to get them out. But at least they're in a little bit better area of Northern California. So, you know, Kelly, you are going to love that chocolate bunny, because it's not hollow like what a lot of people give you. It's filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter, your choice. Because the chocolate shop, they've got you covered. In glorious Gardnerville, you're going to love the drive. Come over and visit us. You're going to love it. It's beautiful in the Minden-Gardnerville area. That's why they call it glorious Gardnerville. And just my drive from Reno down to Carson City today, it was just gorgeous. Gorgeous. It's blue sky. And of course, it was not windy. Oh, well, yes, there is a dust advisory out now. But you know what? Not where we're going, because it was gorgeous. And that's why they call it glorious Gardnerville. And the weather here, well, you might look at it and you think, gosh, it just looks hazy. What's going on with the sky? It's just not that blue anymore. Well, that's called geoengineering. And if you think that is a conspiracy theory with contrails, and you need to pull your head out, because this is serious business. And guess what? You can find that business on my webpage. Go to 991fmtalk.com. And there's a section there before you get to the March 29th talking points, because I kind of lay everything out that I want for the show. And some of the things I'm not able to get to because we have a big volume of calls, or I get off on a tangent because of the legislature. Well, those are the things that I want to talk about. Because what's happening to us? People think, well, is there something in the water? Yes. There are toxic and heavy metals in the water, in the air. You go out and you talk with people who have actually, you know, why do you think bottled water is so popular now? You go out and talk to people who actually test the air and test the water. And there's aluminum, there's barium. These things are not supposed to be there, okay? And they are not good for you. This has been going on for years and years and years. And it seems like anytime somebody says that the government is doing something to us or these experiments are going on with humanity, people, they turn and laugh, thinking that, you know, people couldn't be possibly be that bad. Well, let me tell you, they are. I sat down and I thought I was just going to watch a couple of minutes of this video that was 2 hours long. And I could not stop watching. I mean, it went through everything, how the planes are modified, how the garbage that they spew out is made, and all the experts are there. The plane engineers, the former Air Force, the pilots, that it's all there for you to see and to listen to, even the plans. This has been going on for 50 years, 60 years. Don't let people twist your ability to think openly and to think about what's really going on around us. Why are people changing? Why are our kids changing? It's because of what is in our food, what is in our water, what is in our environment. An Uber driver was murdered 2 days ago in Washington, D.C. in broad daylight by two teenage girls, even in front of the National Guard. And what concerns me even more, I have to look into this because I find it hard to believe, but I trust the reporter putting it out, Kyle Becker, that they didn't lift a finger. Because they were on post. And this guy died right in front of them because, you know, they couldn't leave their post. So I have to look more into that. But then there's also the breaking story of the shooting in Virginia Beach. And these young men, these three young men. What's happening to society? Is this natural? Or is it because of the chemicals that we're pumping into ourselves with our food, with our environment? You have to open up your mind and start thinking about this. New parents do it all the time. Two of my friends had a baby. I almost gave that little one, the toddler, 2 years old, a piece of sugar, and they flipped out. And I thought, well, why are they being that way? And now the more research I do for myself, I completely understand, 100%. We will be back with more, including Satan. Would you wear something that was named Satan? That actually had human blood in it? Would you wear it? Well, Nike's putting it out, and you know they're going to make a lot of money off of it. We'll be back on the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here.